All right, David, we're, I guess, roughly halfway into the campaign. I'm sure you've knocked on hundreds, if not thousands, of doors. What are you hearing at the doorstep?
Yes, we have a large team. We go at everyday canvassing, so we've knocked on thousands of doors. We've made thousands of phone calls, and there's probably four things that we hear the most. Number one is about tariffs. Yep. People are worried about what's going to happen in the country, what's going to happen in this riding, what's going to happen to their jobs, and the second one is affordability. Yep. And then the third and fourth are about Andrew Lawton and Pierre Poilievre, and that's probably the most consistent four topics that come up every day.
Which is unusual for this riding, because there may have been bits and pieces of controversy, but certainly not what's building and growing with Andrew Lawton as the Conservative candidate, that I think because people have been used to two decades plus of Conservative candidates who served them well and who served all constituents, irregardless of who you voted for, that this seems to be now a flashpoint.
Well, you know, I think it is. I think one of the reasons for that is that, you know, I talk about this and I hear about it a lot from people at the doors. This is a local riding. Yep. And this is about our MP. And our MPs have always been local and worked really hard to represent the people of this riding, to represent everybody, to represent their values. And if I look at Karen Vecchio, a much beloved MP, worked really hard, well-loved across all political parties. And that's the model for me when I run in this election, of somebody that I want to sort of pass the torch and continue on, because it's about taking care of the community and representing everyone.
Yep.
I think with Andrew, he was brought in by Pierre Poilievre, wasn't supported by the local Conservative Riding Association or Conservatives. And that's very clear, because Karen Vecchio has not endorsed him and been very clear on that.
Yep.
And so for me, this election is really about focusing on what can we do to help this riding.
Yeah.
It is about, we've got real issues with job security, whether it's the autumn workers, when I'm meeting with farmers, tourism. It just is widespread. And it's like, so this is our moment. It's a serious time. And I think Andrew Lawton just doesn't resonate with the people in this riding, because he's not from here, but he also doesn't share our values. And he puts ideology over the community. And I think that's resonating, because we're not just hearing that from liberals, we're hearing that from conservatives. Every day in the campaign office, we have conservatives that come in, and I get this at the door, that say, I've always voted conservative in this riding, because Karen was a very popular and worked really hard. And they said, but I can't vote conservative this time because of Poilievre and his message about what's broken with Canada, and about Andrew Lawton and his past and his behaviors and comments. And they said, this time I'm voting Liberal.
Are you getting the sense that they're also saying that Mark Carney is the best person to deal with the tariffs and Trump?
No question. I think what Canadians are looking for is for a leader that's going to take them through this crisis. And they look at Pierre Poilievre, whose message has only been that Canada's broken and it's about them against us. And they look at Mark Carney, who isn't a politician, and he brings steady leadership at a time when we need that. We're dealing with Trump. We've got to deal with building up the economy and affordability and jobs and housing. And we need serious solutions to these problems. And, you know, the fact that he was, you know, former deputy finance minister, governor of the Bank of Canada at the time when we were in a recession, governor of the Bank of England during Brexit, this is a person who has weathered the storm, and he's the right person at the right time.
And we're feeling halfway through the campaign, Canadians are feeling right now, over the last 5 days, how it's hit them in the pocketbook with the markets tanking, that some people's retirement savings.
No question. This is a difficult time for people with the markets, right? And Mark Carney's very focused on that. So you look at some of the programs he has for seniors with the RIFs and reducing the payout for that, supporting the child care benefit and the accelerator fund, right, to help auto workers who are going to be displaced. It is, how do we help Canadians? How do we come together and come through this stronger and better?
He had an interesting comment the other day about Ontario and our premier about fighting back the tariffs by unleashing Premier Ford on the Fox network, which I thought was an interesting, that there seems to be an understanding and cooperation with the two, the premier and the prime minister, even though they're from different parties.
Oh, no question, because in the end, they're both Canadians. Yeah. So what Mark Carney has done, and he's done it several times during this campaign, is he's paused the campaign and gone back to Ottawa because he's prime minister of all of Canada. And so he's been working with all the premiers, Doug Ford as well. It is about protecting our jobs, protecting our security. And that's his great strength, bringing people together, weathering storms. And this is one.
This is one where we definitely need it.
Definitely.
To go back locally just for a minute, do you think the boundary change, we're now Elgin, St. Thomas, London South, the only real difference is Thames Centre is no longer part of it. That was a bit of, a conservative stronghold, that chunk of the riding. Yep. Do you think that's a factor in the election?
Well, you know, this is probably the biggest riding in southwestern Ontario. And, you know, it goes all the way almost to Chatham, which is incredible. And then it goes past Elmer, goes down to Port Burwell, Port Bruce, and it goes all the way up to Home Depot on Wonderland. And so when you look at that Dorchester area, we're still about 95% of the riding that we were. And so I don't think it is as much of a factor, but I will say this. That region had a lot of conservatives, but it is the conservative people that are coming out saying, I cannot vote for Andrew Lawton. And this election, I'm voting Liberal. And so I'm happy with the support we're getting, but I'm sure we would still get support in the Dorchester area as well.
Yeah. Now, one of the other, and we talked about a little bit about this yesterday, is, and we haven't seen much of this in past ridings, is potential damage or defacing or removing election signs, and there seems to be a focus on your signs, more so in the east half of the riding.
Right. Well, you know, it is concerning because all elections are funded by local donations. We don't get any money from the federal government. We don't get any money from the National Party. Yep. It is everybody in this riding donating their hard-earned money. And election signs are expensive. And so it's very disappointing to the supporters because they have been going out throughout the riding, down to Port Burwell, again, all throughout the riding, putting up signs. And when those signs are stolen, it really is disrespectful to those workers, but disrespectful to the democratic process. And so, but we keep fighting every day. Putting out more signs, getting our message out. I think it's resonating. It's about how we're going to build Canada together. And I think that's a positive message. And that's what we're going to focus on.
Yeah. Just to briefly to wrap up on the signs. Yeah. They're basically sacred. They're covered under the Criminal Act. They're covered under the Election Act. Irregardless of how you feel about another candidate. That's almost like not liking your neighbor, so you go trash their property.
No question. It is, you know, I've been involved in elections since I was a teenager, and that was sacrilegious. You just never touched a sign. Yeah. And so it's disappointing to see how many signs are taking place, because people will call us and say, I don't see your signs. And we have to say, well, we've had a lot of them stolen or removed, and it's part of the journey, but we're trying to get as many signs out there as possible, and we're just keep moving on.
Yeah. Now as we get into next week, the 2 weeks left in the campaign, it's a short campaign and is going by very, very quickly. Is there, as you head into the home stretch, a change in strategy at all? You keep doing what you do?
Well, we keep doing what we do. So we have a large canvas team. We go out 3 times a day. There are about 130 polls in this riding, and we try to reach as many as we can. We make phone calls every day. We do community outreach. So we have lots of events planned every day. Tonight we have a Rogers debate. We have lots of meet and greets. So it is a very full day, you know, from 8 o'clock to 9 p.m. every day. You can't take a day off, and it's constantly touching the electorate, introducing yourself, working very hard every day for the people in this riding. Because, you know, one of the things I tell people, Ian, and I really mean this, is especially as we talk to conservative supporters, I'm not taking a Liberal voice to Ottawa. I'm taking a local voice. And when you are elected as MP, you represent everyone in this riding. It's not by political party. It's not by race, gender, or religion. It's everyone. Yep. And so that's my focus for the next 2.5 weeks.
And that's the extension of what we've come to expect literally over the past decades,
right.
Is that once the election's over, whoever wins, goes to Ottawa representing the riding, not so much the party.
That's right. Representing the riding, representing the values. One of the things I've always talked to is about the three values that my mom taught me, and it's about respecting people. It's about listening. Yeah. As Karen would tell me, one of the most important things for an MP is just listen to your constituents.
Yeah.
And it's helping people.
Yeah.
And those are the values that I bring to this role, and this is why I'm running, and that's the values that I'll carry forward as MP.
Yeah. And I think that's, that's what people have expected, and they'd like to see that sort of, I don't know if you want to call it a tradition, but a kind of a legacy is that's what they want to continue with, irregardless of who that person is.
That's right. That's why I don't think Andrew Lawton is resonating with people in this riding, because I think his idea, as I always talk about it, he chooses ideology over community. And in the end, I think people will resonate with my message instead.
Yeah. Now, we've got at least two that I know of, not so much debates, but meet and greets, the first one being tomorrow night, and I think one next week in Aylmer.
That's right.
A little different format. I guess all you can do is meet and greet people and hear what they have to say. I'm not sure if you would prefer that format or a debate format.
Well, we do have a Rogers debate tonight.
Tonight,
as well.
Yes.
That's a televised debate. Then we have the meet and greet with the chamber. This is a new format for the chamber, and so it's an opportunity for the community who haven't met me before or at the door or in the campaign office and to meet all the other candidates, right? So it's a wonderful opportunity for people to come out because you get to meet everybody. And you get to meet the NDP, and you get to meet the PPC candidate and others.
Yeah.
And I hope we have a good turnout. Lots of discussion. I say you should always meet the candidates and make the decision based on where they stand.
Well, it should come down to an educated constituency, that you're educated about not only the candidate, but the issues themselves. I think in this election, people are getting a fair a chance to know what the issues are through the tariffs and everything that's happened there, which may have taken away from some of the other important things, but housing, education, health care, they're all going to be impacted by what happens
with
these tariffs.
No question. That's why I say this is the most important election of my lifetime, and I hear that at the doors. I think we're going to have a very strong turnout nationally for this election because people, it impacts everyone, and they want their voices heard.
Yeah. We've seen a steady stream of people to the office upstairs for early voting.
Yeah, it's true. People don't realize you can go to Elections Canada up until the advance polls and vote any day.
Yeah.
It's a great service.
And we've seen that, yeah. David, is there anything we haven't touched on that you'd like to...
Well,
out there?
The one thing I always try and talk about is just my passion for this riding. This is where I grew up. People will ask me two things. Where are you from? And what do you do for work? As you and I have talked over the years, I lived in Union as a child and went to Sparta School. Parents moved into St. Thomas. But this is my community.
Yep.
This is where my neighbors live. This is where my friends are. This is where I shop. That's why this election is so passionate for me. And then when they ask me, well, where do you work? And I tell them I'm a director at AGF Financial at head office, and I work remotely from home because when I had the opportunity to work from home, it was always about coming home.
Yeah.
And so that's my story.
Yeah. Well, then you tend to be a little more passionate and a little more caring about where your roots are.
Oh, absolutely. It is because my family, I'm the sixth generation of my family in this city. We had a furniture store for 100 years, Goodwin Furniture. So I'm proud of the history, but I'm proud of this riding. I've everywhere from, I talk about Tall Tales Cafe in Wallacetown for the best pies. There's other great pies. Shaw's, Mackey's, Spicer's. It's really just about growing up here.
Yeah.
And that's why, growing up with leaders of John Wise, Ron McNeil, Gar, Joe, Karen, they really set the standard.
Yeah.
And that's the torch I want to carry forward.